welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week, for 5 years now, we've just been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're doing another episode of my book reviews. So we have three great books that I've just read, or recently, posted by John David Anderson. Hoop by Carl Hyacin, I think that's how you say it. And Waste of Space by Stuart Gibbs. All right, so these are three of my new favorite books. Waste of Space is the third book in the Moonbase Alpha series, so why don't we start with that? I think on a previous episode of my book reviews, I think I did do the first book in the series.
Which was the first book? Is it on the back?
No. I know where to find it. Yeah, it's called Space Case.
Yeah, I think you
did. The second book is called Spaced Out, and this is called Waste of Space. It's about Moonbase Alpha is a base on the moon where it's the Gibbs live with, and there's it's funny because he named the characters after his children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Dash and Violet, and that's his actual kid's name. So Dash is living on the moon with his family, and his parents are, they're scientists, and they're with all these other scientists. There's a few other kids, and all the crazy happenings. I don't want to say exactly what happens, but someone gets murdered-ish, I guess.
How are you it, murdered-ish?
Well, they were...
Did the person die?
Dead.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I guess, yeah, you call it murdered.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and someone goes missing, and...
Missing in the space station.
Yeah.
Huh. How many people are up there besides this family?
I don't know.
Okay, is it like a whole town of people, or is it just...
I think
there's
probably
10 other people there.
There's probably like 20 people.
Oh.
And there's the... I don't know how to say their name. But they're the tourist family.
Okay.
And I think they're Swedish. And they cause so much of a commotion, and it's a great mystery book. And it really tells you about all the types of people there really are.
So it seems like it's more of a fun mystery, that there's some hijinks, there's some comedy involved, some lighter moments.
Stuart Gibbs' books are awesome. Like, if you liked any of his series... let's say you like this series, then I would read Spy School and the Fun Jungle series. Those are other mysteries. And ones that the Fun Jungle is about animals and an amusement park / zoo.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
And those are good for age what?
I would say 8 to... it says 8 to 12 on here, and I...
For all of the books.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And Spy School is, I'm going to let you find out on that one. It's pretty obvious from the title, but... There's no one way to describe that book.
All right.
It's too hard.
So, and if you all have recommendations, book recommendations, please, when you click on 5 stars and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, just write in Eden, I think you'd also like, and then put that
series
in.
Or they don't just have to be for me. They can be for anyone else who wants to know. If you have a really good, book for maybe like a little older for me, even read a few years, 2 years maybe. Like, I love to know because I'll keep them on my list.
Mm-hmm. And then I've been seeing more podcasts do this in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
So since it's also on YouTube, so right now if you're watching on YouTube, just click subscribe.
Yeah.
And that helps out the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be nice just to hear from you if you write a little comment. We love hearing from you.
For sure. Next up?
All right. Next book is Hoot by Carl Hyacin. And I read Scat, which we all read.
We read
Scat
that together, yeah.
When I think I was like 8, 7 maybe. I don't know. But that was so good. They're all mysteries. It's part of a series, but they don't all relate and they're not the same characters, but they all revolve around an animal. And what I like, I think this is part of the series because I noticed it in Scat and Hoot, which is this book, is they all go around protecting animals. Something like someone's trying to destroy part of their habitat, or someone doesn't care or all these things, and a character is going out of their way to try to protect the animal and go against these big organizations who are trying to build.
Interesting.
Like, in this one, it's apparently there's this place called Mother Paula's Pancakes, and it's trying to build where these endangered owl species have their nests and trying to destroy their habitat there. So I'll read the back because it's kind of cool. Everyone loves Mother Paula's Pancakes. Everybody, that is, except the cute but endangered owls that live on the building site of the new restaurant. Can the awkward new kid and his feral friend prank the pancake people out of town? Or is the owl's fate cemented in pancake batter? Dun, dun, dun. Some other books in this series. It says Carl Heisen's Florida is Wild, because they all take place in Florida. Flush, Scat, Chomp, Squirm, and there's
Skink,
No Surrender.
And Wrecker.
And Wrecker, but that's not... Actually, yeah.
Did
Wrecker
you have... Which new. Ones have you read?
I have read Scat, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the library and check out some other ones.
Yeah.
Neat. This one, the Newbery Honor as well.
Yeah.
And it has a sneak peek of Wrecker inside.
Yeah. And from the beginning of Wrecker, I'm pretty hooked.
Okay, cool.
I've read the intro like 4 times.
All right, what's next?
So this one is Posted by John David Anderson. And I think it's very good for this time, and it's very up to date, and it's realistic because it starts with a girl, Ruby Sandals, who sends, she's actually not even part of the book for that long, but it all starts with her sending a mean text about a teacher who gave her a bad grade, and that's how phones got banned in the school.
Oh.
And now phones are banned, and they've
just
been...
Just move this one off the microphone.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
They've been causing a problem because kids aren't paying attention in classes, or their phones are just, their heads are just down in the hallway. And it talks about how the school evolves and their problem without phones and friendships and post-it notes, and people start leaving notes for each other, and they're not always the kindest things, and how words are sometimes really hurtful, and the importance of words, like what your words can actually do and how they can affect people.
So it's a very contemporary book.
Yeah, and I think it's really up to date, and it feels very new, which is a good thing.
And it feels relevant.
Yeah, it's a fiction book, but it's very up to date.
But you could feel like it's realistic fiction.
Yeah, let's see. When did it come out? It can't actually. Oh wow, it says copyright 2017.
Okay. Yeah. But, well, this has been a problem for a long time.
Yeah, but I think it's great. It's even better now.
All right, you want to hold up? Let's. You hold that one up. I'll hold these two up.
Here, show the whole cover.
Yep, I gotcha.
People like to see the cover.
Okay, so these are the books that you've recommended.
Yeah.
And reviewed. And we'll add them to the list of all your other book reviews. So we've known these book reviews for a long time.
And if you need books for a little bit younger of kids, you can go back to previous book reviews when I was younger, and you can find some of my favorite books then.
Yeah, I think you did a nice job with this. Do your friends read similar books?
I know one of my friends read Posted. A few of my friends read all the Stuart Gibbs books.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another Stuart Gibbs great series is Charlie Thorne, another mystery about a young girl who gets blackmailed into helping the CIA.
I think you've talked about that before.
No, I didn't.
No?
Oh. I don't know, but
okay.
It's a good reminder. I would say same age.
Do you talk about, hey, I just finished this book, or I'm reading this book, or what are you reading? Do you ever talk about that?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
And another good book is, we're reading in school now. I've already read it. I think we did we definitely did a book review on this, but it's When You Reach Me.
No, we definitely did, yes.
I love that book. It's probably one of my top 3 favorites.
Yeah, I've seen you read it a bunch.
Yeah, and we're reading in school now. And that book, you always find something new.
That's cool.
There's always something you know. So you're like, oh, I know everything there's to know. No, you don't. Even if you've read it 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's those little things that you catch each time.
That's cool.
And once you like keep getting older and you read it, I feel like you have a further understanding for each book now. Especially that book, which is so complicated, but It's like, sometimes, like, you just, like, want to stop
reading. You gotta stop saying like.
Sometimes in that book, I just, when I started reading it, I, like, quit reading it a few times because I had no idea what was happening. Mm-hmm. But then I realized it made sense because I didn't know what was happening. But then it all fell together to the end. And if you're going to read that book, please don't stop in the middle.
Do you get to, some of the books that you've read, do you get to then suggest, do you ever get to tell the librarian, hey, we should get this, can we get this in our library?
Yeah, or if you haven't read a book at school and you want to read it, you can ask the librarian to get it in the next shipment, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you're like, oh, this book, it looked really good. I think other people might like it. It's a mystery you tell about, then she'll like.
Oh, that's look, very cool.
Yeah, and you can get so it in the next order.
You could ask her about this the series. Other Carl Hiaasen series, yeah. The other Carl Hiaasen books.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Like, I know multiple people who bought it, like, started books.
Are there any other books by that author do you know about for Posted?
I don't.
Okay.
Cool. I actually never heard the name.
We'll take a look then.
Oh, let's see. Do they have books in the back? No.
So you see the books here, but you haven't, you don't recognize those. Oh no, these are from Walden Pond Press. So these are just from, not from
They're
him.
They're not, I was looking at the
Not
name.
From
They're
him,
not
yeah.
from him.
Okay, all right. Well, I continue to be impressed with reading, and I do hope that as you continue to read, that it helps you also become a better writer, because that's, but because reading is great for imagination.
I have improved on my writing. I do notice that.
And so you can use what you read in your books, sentence structure, paying attention to certain things, pacing, vocabulary for sure. That's really helpful.
Something we're really working on this year, it's just like, it's writing paragraphs mm-hmm. about books, but just like, can you just write the paragraph? It's just write it. And it's like your next homework assignment. And I think I've gotten a lot better. It just doesn't take me, like, a few days. It's just
I'd like to read some of those.
I just write it.
Can I read some of those?
Yeah, you can read a few of them.
All right, nice. Well, okay.
There's one good one that I like, and I feel like you'll enjoy it.
Okay, good. All right, well, I love you very much.
Love you.